If you fly in or out of the UK, your route map just got bigger. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and you're listening to ATIS. Today, we're breaking down a route announcement that, on the surface, looks like a routine winter schedule shuffle from a low-cost carrier. But the headline doesn't tell the whole story. Underneath 13 new routes is a signal about where the smart money in European aviation thinks the next few years of growth are going to come from. And one airport in the north of England is right at the center of it. Let's get into it. First, today's news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com, here's what you need to know. EasyJet, the British low-cost carrier, has announced 13 new routes spread across 8 UK airports, all launching this coming winter. The airline is calling it Even More Choice, and the reporting on this comes to us by way of Simple Flying. Now, 13 routes across 8 airports. Let's put that in perspective before we go any further. This isn't a single new base or one splashy long-haul gamble. This is a carrier spreading bets across its existing network, thickening the map in the months when most leisure flying traditionally goes quiet. Winter schedules tell you a lot about an airline's confidence. Summer sells itself, sun holidays, school breaks. Winter is where you find out whether an airline actually believes in the underlying demand on a route, because the easy seasonal tailwind isn't there to carry it. So when a carrier adds this much winter capacity at once, that's a statement. And the loudest part of that statement is coming out of Newcastle. Newcastle International Airport, up in the northeast of England, is the standout in this announcement. The reporting highlights Newcastle's rapid growth and notably renewed investor attention. That second part is the piece I want you to hold on to, because it's the part the casual reader skims past. This affects you if you fly the regional UK network. If you're based anywhere in the north of England, or if you're just someone who watches where the industry is putting its chips. Newcastle has historically been one of those airports that punches a little below the big-name hubs. Not London, not Manchester, a solid regional gateway, but not the marquee. The fact that it's now the growth story and the fact that investors are circling tells you the center of gravity in UK regional aviation is shifting. Here's why that matters in plain terms. When a low-cost carrier commits new routes to a regional airport, it triggers a chain reaction. The airport sees more passengers, which justifies more investment in terminals, ground handling, and infrastructure. That investment makes the airport more attractive to other carriers. Other carriers add service, competition increases, and the people who ultimately benefit are the passengers flying out of that catchment area, who suddenly have more destinations and often better fares for our general aviation listeners. There's a second-order effect worth flagging as well. When a regional commercial airport grows, the airspace around it gets busier and frequently more structured. More airline traffic can mean expanded controlled airspace, revised procedures, and more coordination required if you're operating light aircraft in the vicinity. None of that is in this announcement. I want to be clear that I'm flagging that as my own read on the trend, not as reported fact. But if you fly piston singles or twins out of fields near a growing regional airport, the long-term pattern is one to keep an eye on. Growth at the big end of the runway tends to ripple down to the small end eventually. Now let's talk about the broader picture, because EasyJet isn't operating in a vacuum. The European low-cost model has been in a fascinating place. Coming out of the lean years, the carriers that survived did it by being ruthless about where they flew and brutally efficient about cost. EasyJet, Ryanair, Wizz, Air, the whole low-cost cohort, they don't add capacity out of sentiment. Every route gets modeled. Every frequency has to earn its slot. So 13 new winter routes is not a marketing flourish. It's the output of a planning department that ran the numbers and concluded the demand is real enough to fly in January. The Even More Choice framing is doing some quiet work too. Choice is the entire value proposition of the low-cost model. These carriers compete on where you can go and what it costs to get there. When EasyJet leans on the word choice, it's positioning directly against the legacy flag carriers and against the other low-cost players fighting for the same UK passenger. More dots on the map is the most direct way to win that fight. So what should you actually do with this? If you're a passenger in the UK, especially in the north, the practical takeaway is simple. Check the new schedules when they load winter route. Launches frequently come with introductory fares, and the early booking window on a brand new route is often where the genuine bargains live, before the airline has the load data to start optimizing prices upward. If one of these 13 routes connects a city pair you actually use, the launch period is your moment. If you're in the industry, watching the business side, Newcastle is the name to track. Renewed investor attention plus rapid route growth is the exact combination that precedes bigger moves, whether that's further expansion, infrastructure spending, or changes in who owns and operates the airport. This announcement may be remembered less for the 13 routes themselves and more as the moment Newcastle's growth curve got too steep to ignore. And if you're a pilot of any stripe, file this under the ongoing story of how the post-pandemic network is being rebuilt. It isn't being rebuilt the way it was before. It's being rebuilt around efficiency, around regional strength, and around carriers willing to fly through the winter to prove a route works. That's the part I find genuinely interesting. The map we fly is not fixed. It gets redrawn every season by people running spreadsheets. And every so often, a city you didn't expect becomes the one everyone's talking about. This winter, that city is Newcastle. That reporting came to us courtesy of Simple Flying, and you can always find more of what we cover over at RadioHangar.com. 13 routes, 8 airports, 1 airport in the Northeast suddenly worth watching. Keep an eye on the map. It's telling you something. I'm Tower. Wheels up.